Have you ever felt ugly or insecure about your looks?
Are you kidding? Yes. Yes, all the time.
There's a specific group of people watching these videos. Quite a big, sizable group too. And I've had my fair share interacting with them myself. Many of them watch me as well. The profile. I am giving you their profile. Late teens, or at worst, early 20s, but usually late teens. Average looks in the 4-6 range. Obsessed with PSL gods. Good lifer with negligent but rich parents. You know, it is so obvious. So obvious what kind of parents they have. Kind of parents who give the kid their credit cards. Take this, go away. Leave me alone. Go buy something and leave me alone. And the kid spends his time obsessing over PSL gods and looks maxing trying to be a chat. I have come across this demographic myself. Hurry up, just give me the list, bro. Please, please give me the list. Acting like I have a secret book of looks max procedures that I am all keeping to myself. Deep, deep secrets of looks maxing from rehab room. But that is the thing. There is a big market for average looking kids trying to be chat these days. So unsurprisingly, social media is filled with people selling looks max courses. They don't always give bad advice, but they are not being truthful about the effectiveness of their advice. Lying by omission, basically. They are not honest about how much improvement their victims should expect. I am not saying they are not being helpful at all, but they are not giving their victims the full picture. A commenter had told me this, the screenshot under my insane diet coke video, for example. You are still way, way too gentle with these fools. Who's being helped here? Helped by ripping people off, deceiving them, and pushing useless supplements like Titan Graft, Austin Wayne's product. But even if they are not selling some vitamin, they are over-exaggerating and lying about the effects of diet and sell those courses in their so-called Looks Mexico. Basically the same thing, continues. That is just pathetic and disgraceful to exploit people like this and take advantage of their unfortunate situation. Chico once said in a video that he just ate whatever he wanted. I will leave it at that regarding this topic. You know, he is right. But the only reason I have been gentle with them is because I see diet as a part, as a subsection of soft looks maxing. And if a kid spends some money for gummy bear or vitamin pills or whatever, thinking that it is going to improve his bone structure, facial bone structure, at least he will get some vitamins out of it, right? Some health benefit. But you know, he has got a point. They are just trying to make a quick buck by over-exaggerating diet's effect on looks. There are too many of them, honestly. Dime a dozen. Every day a new one pops up, basically. Yesterday, this video was brought to my attention, for example. Just another example of what I am talking about.
As you guys can see, I was super ugly. And now I don't look half bad.
Guys, this made me remember that Mogwarts guy. His so-called transformation. Before picture is just a child with pimples, a better taken picture, and the second is just him growing up and losing weight. Wow, such a mind-blowing transformation, brother. Some 14-year-old kid with pimples goes through puberty, loses weight, takes better pictures with different lighting, different filters, where he doesn't look like he's off the 14-hour-long gaming session, where he's about to cry. You know, the saturation of the image is all cranked up to make the pimples as visible as possible. So, spare me all the obvious BS, man. It almost looks like a parody video, like my Hemud school transformation before and after pictures. Oh, I was super ugly, super duper ugly. No, you were not. You just went through puberty and lost some weight.
I wish I would have known about raw milk. Now, I was actually blessed to have raw milk in development, but I wish I knew that it was helping me grow taller so that I would have kept doing it longer, okay? Again, here are all the compounds listed in raw milk that are very beneficial for your development, your bone development, height, etc. Calcium, phosphorus, I won't even read all these out. 17 of the top 20 tallest countries are also in the top 20 for raw milk consumption.
First of all, before addressing the COP, a word of advice. You gotta check the graph you are gonna show in your video to make sure it is not fake. This is such a rookie mistake and kinda self-exposed too, cause it just shows that you are gonna push anything that fits your agenda, no matter how illogical and dumb it might be. Zero research. Zero. Guys, check the numbers, okay? 300 kilograms of raw milk per capita. Does that sound reasonable to you? I immediately noticed it because I remember I was trying to find it myself. Once I was trying to find raw milk consumption numbers when I was working on another video, but I couldn't find it. I suspect if we had only raw milk per capita numbers, a lot of Central Asian countries would be up there in that list too, not only Kazakhstan. This graph on the right is not for raw milk consumption, bro. It is for all milk-related products, all together combined. Raw and pasteurized, meaning mostly pasteurized. The numbers here are from the Food and Agriculture Organization. And 300 kilograms per capita, that figure includes all milk products, like cheese, yogurt, other dairy products that you see in the supermarkets made with milk. They use milk as a general umbrella term for all milk products. That ain't only milk data, let alone raw milk data. But of course, he didn't know that. He didn't know that because he didn't even do a very basic 10-second research. I noticed it immediately because I remember I was trying to find raw milk consumption numbers for a different video. Bro, you really think the average dude, the average 97 IQ, oofy-doofy in the streets, is drinking 300 kilograms of raw milk every year? 300 kilograms? Does that sound plausible to you? But of course, he never even looked at it. And now he's passing this incorrect information to his underage victims who don't know any better. But let's assume it is true for the sake of it. Let's address the argument assuming the numbers provided here are correct, which are not, which are not. He fails to realize that the data he shows actually proves his point wrong. A manlit country like Kazakhstan shouldn't be there then with such high raw milk consumption. One of the countries leading the world in raw milk consumption. They have a long-standing tradition of drinking raw milk. But they are still manlets. Countries in Central Asia should have been much taller than, if we assume that raw milk has such a significant impact on height. Then you see the Czech Republic here. It is not even in the list for milk consumption, and yet one of the top 10 countries, top 10 tallest countries on the planet of Earth. The graph you show proves you wrong. You just fail to realize it. The reason why other countries are on the list is because developed countries usually tend to drink milk more. Look at those countries in that list. You'll realize that almost all are homogeneous, small European countries with relatively small amount of minorities within them. What does that tell you? If you looked at US, white people of US that is. I feel like I need to mention this every time. When I say white people of US, I mean WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. If you go by the US census, even Arabs are considered white, categorized as white in the census. But if you only looked at WASPs with colonial ancestors in the US would be in this list too, in the tallest list. You have Kazakhstan and some other Central Asian countries drinking raw milk as a long-standing tradition, and they are still manlets. You have Eskimos surviving on raw meat for centuries, and they are manlets. And then they say, oh, it is because of the weather, bro. They are living in the cold. That is why they are short. That was his response, bro. That was his actual response. Oh, it is because of the cold weather. Like domino, guys. One cop triggers the next. Then the question begging to be asked is, if weather conditions are such a devastating, razor-sharp factor to the point of completely erasing, completely offsetting the glorious benefits of raw meat, if weather is indeed such an important factor, then why are Scandinavian nations some of the tallest people on the planet of Earth? Question mark. Question mark. Again, cop after cop. Anything to not admit genetic determinism. I mean, just the basic, very basic critical thinking. Running a basic logic would have told you that. Likewise, you have some tribes in Africa, some small tribes in Africa that are living in very hot conditions, but they are still very tall, 6 feet on average. Weather and location are environmental factors, yes. Just like nutrition. They are not the determining factor. Those tribes are tall because of genetic factors. It could be some social factors limiting the sexual selection. That is what shapes your blueprint. Then you have the fact that we have moved away from natural food more and more. But at the same time, at the very same time, we are acceleratingly growing taller with each generation. We are getting more beautiful on average. The bar keeps rising with each new generation. These examples just show you that the negative effect of consuming more processed food is rendered useless in the face of sexual selection. But of course, this information is not maximizing your profit margins. to keep it real. If you are targeting those clueless, frustrated teenagers, they know very well those kids ain't in it for health. They want to get girls, bro. That is why they are willing to pay, not for health mumbo jumbo. The reason behind this graph is not milk consumption, but simply demographics. Homogeneous nations don't have big groups, lowering the average. Then another reason is more competitive, liberal dating market, allowing women to go for taller men. It is why, brother. If there's a causation between milk and height, guys, hear this, okay? If there's a short-term causation within one generation, it is likely other way around. I would say being tall likely causes people to consume healthy food and increase milk and meat consumption. Because guys, good genes come in a package. Taller, better looking, higher IQ people usually take better care of their health. All roads lead to looks once again. Looks and hammerhead. Those raw meat and milk coppers got it wrong. It is not that people end up tall because they consume salmon, milk and walnuts. They consume those healthy foods because good genes come in a package. And in turn, over time, not in one lifetime, but over longer, extended periods of time, over multiple generations, good nutrition contributes to taller population as well. But if you think you can change your child's sub-5 blueprint by feeding him good food, you are sorely mistaken. Like, guys, let me tell you this. I was raised on stuff like salmon, walnuts, milk, and still sub-5. Still sub-5 balding manlet. Same height as my dad. Especially my dad was obsessed with fish and walnuts when I was growing up. He heard somewhere that omega-3 makes children more intelligent, contributes to brain development. He heard it somewhere and then force-fed me. I mentioned it before. My parents were helicopter parents, obsessed with education, nerding out, grades. So they force-fed me that so-called healthy stuff when I was a child. They didn't do it for looks max reasons, obviously, but to make me a better academic racehorse. Nonetheless, the result is the same. Now, I am literally same height as my dad. Same balding pattern, except I am balding a lot faster than him. Same craniofacial features. Like, I didn't bring this up before because I don't want people to be like, oh, Riep is only saying this because it didn't work for him. He's biased. Guys, I know my experience is not proof in its own right. But diet will not change your craniofacial blueprint in only one lifetime. That is a straight up lie, bro. They say, oh, 70-80% is genetic. 70-80% of height is genetic. This 20% ratio that has been going around repeated. They really misinterpret that 80% number. That 80% refers to siblings data. It is claiming that 80% of height difference between siblings is explained by genetic factors and the rest by environmental factors. What it does not say is, if you eat raw meat, you are going to be 20% taller. And the environmental factor is not only nutrition. It could be social, it could be location. I would even say household vibe, the vibe at home, the stress you are under during childhood. Chronic anxiety, chronic depression during your formative years. That could suppress growth hormone production. Do environmental factors influence height to some degree? Sure, but how much? That is the question. This includes both nutrition and other environmental factors. But raw meat, raw milk itself is just a subsection of that. But those lobbyists over-exaggerate its impact on height and facial bone structure, especially after age 15. Maybe it is more important when you are a child. For example, Messi. He took those hormone shots when he was 11 and stopped at age 14. He didn't drink raw milk, bro. He took hormone shots.
Guys, both my parents are about 5'9", and ever since I was a baby, the doctor always said I'd be about 6 feet tall.
And people bring up Austin Wayne regarding this raw milk topic. Oh, doctors told him when he was a child that he would be 6'1", and he ended up becoming 6'6". First of all, the doctor predicting how tall a child is going to be is pure pseudoscience. Pure pseudoscience. It is a meme tradition. Doctors can't know how tall a child is going to end up being. That is pure BS. There is something called genetic recombination. Doctors can't know that. Austin Wayne very likely was going to be something like 6'5 anyway, even if he didn't drink any raw milk. Just because his dad ain't 6'6", and doctor told him he would only be 6'1", doesn't mean he wasn't gonna be 6'6 anyway. It is called genetic recombination. Guys, height is a polygenic trait, meaning multiple genes are involved determining it, not only one. there are hundreds of gene variants in play. You will see plenty of examples of children being significantly taller than their parents, siblings being completely different in height, different physical traits. One example is that NBA player Russell Westbrook. The dude is a 6'4 NBA star, but his brother, who is only 3 years younger than him, is a 5'7 nobody. His life is saved already. He is all set. He ain't gotta hustle, he ain't gotta worry about another cent. He has NBA star for a brother. 9-10 inches difference. Inches of height difference. All possible because of genetic recombination. You really think in the same household they grew up, that your parents fed Russell prime sashimi and raw milk, meanwhile kept it from his brother? And another horrible advice in that video. I actually should have included this in the beginning, really, because I think this might be even more important. I should have talked about this in the beginning of the video. Maybe even make a standalone video about this, because this is bad, bro. This section is bad.
Fix problems naturally and not with drugs. I fell for Accutane at the age of 14 and it was just a lousy temporary fix, okay? So every doctor and dermatologist lied to me. They said my diet had nothing to do with my acne. They told me to avoid the sun.
Then he has gone to a shitty doctor. Cause his acne was not kystic or nodular acne. His was just mild pimples, which could be fixed with a better diet and hygiene. But acne itself, hormonal acne, cannot be fixed with just raw meat. If you had gone to a proper doctor, he would have told you this. A good dermatologist will do that. But if you go to some underpaid, overworked doc, of course, he will just give you some medicine and shoo you away. They are giving cookie cutter responses to shoo you away. Move on to the next patient. Next customer, that is. It is a business. If you were told that for your condition, you went to a cheap doctor, brother. If you had done some research, a little research, like you didn't even need to go to a doctor. Mild, minor pimples during those ages can be fixed without Accutane, just by eating cleaner and keeping up hygiene. But just because you were able to fix your minor pimples with diet doesn't mean others will be able to do that. You need to realize that others' acne and skin problems are different than yours. Their bodies are different than yours. Just because your body bitched out when you took Accutane doesn't mean it is going to happen for another person too.
You can't remain strong all the time in life.
What you should have done is what I do. Inform people about the potential risks, potential side effects. Tell them to get a blood test and monitor their health before they start using those drugs. I have put countless men on finasteride and dutasteride, but I did it being truthful about potential side effects as well. Bro, they will be eating clean for years and they will be wasting time those precious years when they could have been using medicines. Now, on top of that, they will have to deal with scars as well. Horrible advice. No matter how you look at it, horrible advice. This is just straight up harmful advice. Accutane is highly effective for hormonal severe acne. It actually saved lives. Just a brief look into forums would have showed you that. Would have showed you how many people didn't experience side effects, how many people saved their skin and mental health.
These are pharmaceutical poisons because they will literally cause a deformed child if a pregnant woman takes Accutane. These are literal poisons. When people say, oh, it's just a lot of vitamin A, bro. No.
That is because the child in a mother's womb has immature organs that are not properly developed. It is about child's organs not being able to handle it. There are many medicines that are not approved for pregnant women. Because unborn baby's organs are not ready to handle that medicine. The medicine, the drug, a pregnant woman takes partially reaches the child as well. A not fully formed human with insufficient organs. Accutane, yes, is very powerful. Does have some potential side effects. Some are more common like dry lips. Some are less common like joint pain he experienced. These are real potential sides. But it is also true that it saved countless lives who actually had real severe acne. Just because you went to a trash doctor who prescribed you Accutane when you didn't need it and your body bitched out doesn't mean it isn't helpful to people with actual acne, kystic and nodular acne. Just like how finasteride and dutasteride have some potential side effects, I encourage people to use medicine to fight Mr. Reaper, but while monitoring their health, while being well informed about potential sites. I have to be truthful with people. But to ignore the majority of cases who did not experience those sights, who saved their hair, their skin, their mental health, is just malicious advice. Ignorant advice at best. I will give him the benefit of the doubt though. In his case, likely out of ignorance. Bro, people will be eating clean and washing their faces with special soaps. You know, with Richard Cooper's tactical soap for years, years on end. And they will still deal with cystic acne during their most important years. That is when a kid learns to be confident, develop self-esteem and social skills. Oh, fix your problems naturally, bro. Not with man-made drugs. This ignorant take of, oh, natural be good, man-made be bad. But like I said before, these guys are so uneducated. There is plenty of harmful stuff in nature. Plenty of man-made drugs mock the hell out of so-called natural solutions. The entire modern medicine is man-made, dude. If people don't kick the bucket at 40 these days, like they used to in the past, it is only because of those man-made drugs. The same goes for looks maxing as well. Oh, brother, just drink raw milk for your hormonal cystic acne. Wow, looks maxer of the year. Look, man, I get it, okay? These guys have been chasing the bag. Wanna make some quick cash. But at least don't do actual harm. A kid, 15-year-old kid, with serious acne listening to that, will put off trying Accutane, thinking that the diet will fix it. Will waste valuable years. Maybe will end up with scars. His life will be ruined. His entire life. Once again, I don't believe that he has bad intentions. I am not saying every advice they give is bad. For example, he says, detect your biggest flaw and try to fix that. Go for procedures with highest ROI, return on investment, which was my suggestion a while back, actually. You guys are gonna remember. Now, that is a good advice, a correct take. And that is why I have mixed feelings on so many LuxMax self-improvement channels out there. Good, accurate information mixed with a lot of incorrect and maybe even straight-up harmful BS. Don't be afraid, ancient in life.